Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy is with Commercial Finance Group out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's the president of that organization, founded in 1974, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 10 years, over 11 years, actually. He's been hanging out with us, and we've benefited from his expertise and perspective on the marketplace. He's an expert in capital acquisition, and he helps so many companies like yours and mine all the time. And I really wanted to get his thoughts on where things are right now, what he's seeing out there as he like the rest of us, are trying to deal with what we're with the coronavirus pandemic and still try to, you know, stay open and move into the future. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I can't believe it's been 11 years.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
How time flies. Amazing.
So, Tracy, tell us about what your organization is doing these days to deal with all this.
Well, in anticipation of what we saw coming down the pipe with our clients' revenue being impacted with this sequestration, or whatever you want to call it, lockdown, and then we got word of the EDIL and the PPP loans coming out. We've advised all the clients and provided some consultative assistance in getting applications in for them. And I think 95% of them, I would say, have applied at least for the PPP. And we're still accumulating kind of who went through the EDIL. The EDIL was a little bit more challenging, and as you may know, it still hasn't funded because that's going through SBA and requiring a little bit more scrutiny to the process.
Tracy, let me stick a couple of things in there, folks. EDIL is the Emergency Disaster Loan that the SBA offered early on. It was one of the first things you could sign up for on the SBA website. It's coming money coming directly from the SBA, a separate pot of money from the CARES Act money, and that was the one that you could get up to $10,000 in a grant. We didn't know exactly how much you'd get. Now we do. And the PPP, of course, is the Paycheck Protection Program. Just in case people need to catch up there, Tracy, I was telling people about both of those early on and encouraging people to file. I filed so early that I had to refile because they changed the website to the new one. just so I can have the experience of it, you know. But now we know the EDIL is going to be $1,000 per employee, right? So if you got three employees, you're going to get $3,000.
The EDIL has gone through some changes. It was, and I thought it was still going to be that you could take 3 years of financials. They would evaluate your gross profit margin, and you could base – it's a loan.
Yeah,
you could get a loan for up to 50% of your gross profit margin, paid back at roughly a 4% interest rate over, I think it's 10 years.
But then they offer the grant opportunity though with the EDIL.
Then the grant was part of it that I think everybody who applies will get the grant portion, which is just a giveaway of $10,000 or $15,000. I forget what that dollar
amount is. Up to ten, but I think it's limited to the number of employees you have. So
yeah, okay.
Money still has not come out. But the Paycheck Protection Program, that money is being funded this week. I know some people who have gotten money from that. Even though the people in my polling that we polled people this week, nobody had gotten their money in our poll. Even though about 60% had filed.
We've confirmed roughly 120 clients, 130 clients. We've confirmed two that have been funded here at the beginning of the week.
Okay.
on the PPP. So there are two key points for the listeners. One is you need to secure there's a confirmation number that they'll give you. I forget what the acronym is.
For the EID.
Ultimately that confirmation, the EID.
Go ahead.
And then that confirmation number gets shifted into an approval number that's actually an SBA loan number. And this is for the PPP.
Yeah.
And once you've got that SBA number, it's what I'm hearing within weeks of getting, within days of getting funded.
Yeah. And that's when your bank will call you, email you, or call you and tell you to come in. They'll tell you you've been approved. And then you'll get an email telling you've been approved. And then they'll call you to come to a closing. We're going to talk about this some more, how this works with our good friend Tracy Eaton. He's with CFG. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.